德州来的比较不怕冷哈。
The people from Texas aren't afraid of cold.
因为我们吸收了充足的这个阳光的精华。
Because we have absorbed enough of the energy of the sunlight.
所以不怕冷。
So we're not afraid of the cold.
当我拿出一张小纸头的时候，你们就知道是什么意思。
Every time I take out a small sheet of paper, you know what it means. People are guessing quiz.
我没有那么狠啊，哈。
I'm not that bad.
广告时间。
It is commercial time.
当我们传福音给人，当我们跟人家建立起一个好的关系之后，
After we preach the gospel to someone, we have established a good relationship with them.
你有时候是不是要跟他一起吃吃饭？
Sometimes we have to have a good meal with them.
你如果也能够自己煮几道菜的话，那是不是更有诚意？
And wouldn't it be more meaning if you actually cook this meal?
我曾经教青年煮过水饺。
And I had once taught the youth how to make dumplings.
那是在教员讲习会的时候。
And that was during the RE seminar.
那什么时候要把水饺放到水里头？
When do you put the dumplings into the water?
水滚的时候。
It's after the water boils.
如果水没有滚，还没有滚，你就把水饺都放进去会怎样？
What happens if you put all the dumplings in before the water boils?
会一片像一片酱。
It'll just be like one piece of glue.
这是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning behind this?
生有时，死有时，交男朋友有时，交女朋友有时。
There's a time to live, there's a time to die, there's a time to make boyfriends and girlfriends.
水滚的时候才交男朋友，交女朋友。
You should only have a boyfriend or girlfriend when your water boils.
活着的话，你的一生，你的人生可能就会变成一片浆糊。
Otherwise, your entire life may become like glue.
我们当中谁水滚啊？
Whose water is boiling?
要退了哈。那个 David Liu 哈。他没有95度也98度了。
If David Liu isn't at 95 degrees, he's about 98 degrees.
度西不是度 F 哈。
Celsius, not Fahrenheit.
去年也教各位炼过金子，对不对
？And last year I taught you all how to refine gold.
但是卖光了啦，美国没有金子可以炼了。
But there is no gold in America for you to refine.
所以就跳过去了。
So we'll skip that for this time.
今天要进阶，今天我们要学习怎么煮鱼汤。
什么的鱼？ We're gonna learn how to cook fish soup today.
这个比煮水饺还要难，对不对？
And isn't this harder than cooking dumplings?
我们有在进步。
We are improving.
我们回去也要更孝顺父母，对不对？
After we go back home, we must obey our parents even more.
不是说，爸爸妈妈，我学了好多圣经知识。
It's not to say, Mom, Dad, I've learned so much from the Bible.
煮一碗。很好吃的鱼汤给父母吃。
And then we cook a very nice bowl of fish soup for our parents.
那中国人煮汤，就是有时候要炖很久，要煮很久。
And when the Chinese cook soup, they have to let it simmer for a long time.
这样那个味道才会跑到汤里头去。
And so that way, all of the flavoring can go into the soup.
但是你那个鱼如果煮很久的话。会怎样
？What happens to the fish if you cook it for a very long time？
它的那个好的味道都跑到汤里头。
All of its good flavor has gone into the soup。
那煮太久的话，那个鱼又会烂掉，对不对
？And if you overcook the fish, then it becomes very mushy。
所以那个鱼本来是这个整条很漂亮的哈，你煮太久了， 到时候那个肉夹起来，那因为味道都跑到汤里，夹起来吃又不好吃，然后又烂烂的。
And so if you put the fish in the soup for a very long time, then when you try to eat it, first of all, it's mushy, but second of all, it doesn't have any taste.
那你也不能够说把鱼拿掉只端出汤来，这样又不好看。
But you can't take out the fish and just serve the soup because that doesn't look good.
那该怎么办？
So what should we do?
这是秘诀啦，哦。
This is the secret.
如果太太让你放假来参加的话，你回去就也可以煮给你太太吃。
And if you're here because your wife allowed you to come, then you can go home and cook it for your wife.
你要先买你买的时候买一条大的漂亮的鱼之外，你也买一些便宜的小鱼。
And aside from just buying a big, beautiful fish, you have to buy a lot of small, cheap fish.
然后先把小鱼放进去熬。
And so first you put the small fish in, and then you let it just simmer.
然后才把那些小鱼捞掉。
And then you take away all the small fish.
哦，那个汤已经很棒了。
And that soup already tastes really good.
然后你这一条大鱼就不用煮那么久。
And then the big fish, you don't have to cook it for that long.
哦，所以它这个味道又很好，然后又不会又不会被煮烂。
And so this fish will have very good flavor, and it won't become mushy. 哦，
是不是就很漂亮了？
And so wouldn't it be so beautiful?
这样还不够。
But that's not yet enough.
哦，所以你还要切一些姜丝跟葱丝。
And you also have to cut some ginger and onions.
哦，那这样有一点颜色。
So give it some color.
哦，那汤又很清，很清澈。
And the soup is very clear.
哦，然后这个鱼肉挑起来吃，又很恰到好处。
And then the fish, when you pick it up to eat it, it's at its best condition.
万一你是在外州读书，陈传道去访问你，不要只煮水饺，要煮鱼汤。
And so if you're studying from a far away off, and I go and visit you, please don't just cook me dumplings anymore. Please also cook me fish soup now.
这告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
那些小鱼哈，贡献很大。
And what the small fish gave out was much.
哦，但是后来都捞掉了。
But then after a while, we took it all away. 哦，
看不见它的贡献。
And we can't see the efforts that they put forth.
哦，但是它是出了很大的力量。
But we know that they put in much strength.
那今天在我们这个做任何事情，包括圣工，常常也是这个样子。
And so today, when we do holy work, this is how it is.
哦。其实是很多人出力量在里头。
Actually, it's a lot of people putting off some effort.
但是常常被看见的大概可能就是少数，比如说传道。
But usually who's seen is actually a very few number of people, for example, the preachers.
那就是有很多这些无名的英雄在里头。
And so actually there are a lot of unnamed heroes among us.
我们在神的国里头，我们不用计较了哈，做无名英雄。也应该也很好啊，很高兴啊，圣工能够完成就好了。
So in the kingdom of God, we should not bicker among us, because even if we are unnamed, as long as the holy work is getting done, that's good.
我们需要很多的这种无名英雄。
And we do need a lot of these unnamed heroes.
我们煮出来的汤才会棒。
Only then can our soup taste good.
我们的圣工才能够做得美。
And our holy work can be done.
乃曼元帅认识天上的神，里头那个以色列的女孩子，她的仆人也都没有记名，也都不晓得他们是什么名字。
When Naaman was healed of his leprosy, the Bible doesn't record the servant from Israel doesn't record the name of the servant.
那我们传福音的事工也是这样子。
And this is what happens when we preach the gospel.
我们需要很多的人啊，是在默默的在做。
We need a lot of people to be doing it in secret.
但愿我们每一个人都有这样的心智。
And so we hope that every single one of us has this heart.
我们请看我们的讲义。
Let's turn to our teaching material.
Evangelism 的第三。
Evangelism number three.
三的 B.
Roman number three, section B.
他们说提到我们有提到六个原则。
Here we talk of six principles.
传福音的工作是我们一辈子的工作。
The work of preaching the gospel is the work for our entire lives.
你现在可以传，你结婚了之后也可以传，你年纪很老了，你还是可以传。
You can preach the gospel now. You can preach after you're married. You can preach when you're old.
所以我们可以从现在就开始，你慢慢建立起这个一些传福音的这些资料库。
And so, starting now, you can gather some information on how to preach the gospel.
其中的一样呢，就是你可以慢慢的把你接触过的人，你去把它分类。
And the first thing you can do is that you can separate the people that you've preached to.
那你慢慢去发现对哪一种人，你要怎么去跟他传福音。
And then you'll find out what kind of person, how you should preach to each individual kind of person.
从开始跟人接触，然后你去发现其中的一些问题或者感想。
And so starting from getting to know this person and understanding what their questions or what their thoughts are.
我说过传福音的人要好像医生。
And we once said that preaching the gospel is like being a doctor.
医生通常都要去找出那个病的原因。
First of all, the doctor has to diagnose the source of this problem.
然后才能够开药或者说怎么去医治。
And then they can give you the right medication or they can figure out how to heal it.
那我们传福音就像医生一样。
And so when you preach the gospel, we are like being a doctor.
对一个人了解了，你知道他最需要的是什么。
And once we understand what this person is, then we can know exactly what they need.
你就可以把所需要的福音来介绍给他。
And then we can give to them the gospel that they need.
然后他能够加上圣灵的工作，他能够有体验，他就容易来相信。
And through the work of the Holy Spirit, then they can come to believe.
那我先替各位分类一下。
And so I'd like to show you the different sections of people.
有些人是很渴慕救恩的。
Some people, they long after the gospel very much.
有些人呢，他是对救恩一点都不关心。
Some people don't care a bit at all about salvation.
那有些人是他已经有一点认识，有一点体验，但是他故意在那边拖延。
And some people, they have some understanding, they have some experiences, but they are just waiting on their own.
你会碰到一种人，他很自义。
And we meet some people who are very self-righteous.
他觉得说他已经做得够好了。
They feel like they've done everything that's good enough.
你也会碰到一种人，他这个行为不好，他自己也知道。
And then you also meet some people who aren't that good, and they know it too.
所以他觉得说，他也觉得说，他不想改，他没有办法改。
And so they feel like they don't want to change or they don't have the power to change.
所以他的心态是，我就这样沉沦下去。
And so in their heart, they've decided that this is how I'm just going to continue living.
还有一种人就是我们会常常会遇到其他的一些基督徒。
And then some other people we meet are other Christians.
还有一种人就是对他来接受福音，他需要付出一些代价。
There's also some people who need to pay some price before they can receive the gospel.
比如说他的家庭背景，他如果来信的话，可能会引起这个家里的人或者甚至周遭的人的反对。
For example, if a person comes to believe, they, perhaps their family members or the people around them will stop them and try to restrain them.
他必须付出代价。
And so this kind of person needs to pay some kind of price.
有些人是他过着一种最终享乐的生活。
Some people live in a life of enjoyment and sin.
那他信了主之后，他必须放弃那一些生活。
And then after they believe in Jesus, they must let go of this past life.
所以他也不愿意做这种牺牲。
And so they're also not willing to make this kind of sacrifice.
那另外一种人，他来教会，那动机不太纯正。
And some other people, they come to church with not the right motive.
他可能只是想来认识一些朋友。
Perhaps they come wishing to meet some more friends.
或者他只想从某些人身上看能不能得到一些好处或者帮助。
Or they're trying to see if they can receive any help or benefit from other people.
还有一种人，他生活非常的忙碌。
And there are other people who are very busy in their lives.
因为他必须这么努力的工作。
Because they must work just so hard.
所以他实在没有那个心情去关心到什么灵魂的事情、得救的事情。
And so they don't have the energy or time to be concerned about the things of the spirit and the soul.
那另外一种人就是，他也有信仰，但是他的信不是基督教的信仰。
And then there are the other people who do have a belief, but their belief is not Christianity.
那还有一种人，他知道信耶稣很好。
And then there are the people who know that believing in Jesus is good.
但是他生活上有一些不太好的习惯。
But they have some bad habits in their lives.
他可能会说，等我行为变好了，我才来信耶稣。
And perhaps they'll say, well, just let me wait until I become better myself, and then I'll come to believe.
那有一些人他是会知道了，他也常常来参加我们的聚会或者查经，那他会担心说他信主之后他还会去犯罪。
And then there are the people who come to attend our services, our Bible studies, but they're afraid that after they believe, they will still continue in sin.
那有时候我们是所面对的人，他是一个有病痛的人。
And sometimes the people that we preach to are the people who are sick.
那有时候我们所碰到的人，他是一个很灰心的人。
Or some other people we meet, they are the ones that are very discouraged.
所以看看我们从这样的分析，我们可以看到说，做传福音的工作，这真的是一个很有挑战性的一件事情。
And so that we can see that preaching the gospel is a very challenging work.
你会碰到各式各样的人。
Because you're going to meet all kinds of different people.
你会遇到各种不同的问题产生。
And you also meet up with a lot of different questions and problems.
我曾经想说，这个我们很多工作做到后来都会变成很 routine， 就很就是说，然后变得很单调、很无聊。
Many times I think that if we continue to do the same work over and over again, it becomes very routine.
我从22岁开始工作哈，只有做传道这件事情我做最久。
From my age of 22, I started working, and being the preacher is the one that I've spent the most time on.
其他的工作，连自己当老板都当到后来都会厌倦。
And even when I was the boss, I still got tired of it.
做到后来还是每天都做同差不多的事情。
Because after a while, it just seemed like every single day I was doing just about the same thing.
那我那时候要当传道的时候，我就很怕这一点。
And when I was becoming a preacher, I was thinking, this is the one point that I'm very afraid of.
那个在那个案例的时候，我那个是很隆重的，就要为主工作一辈子的。
And when I was ordained, then that was when I just felt this power that I had to work for Christ for the rest of my life.
我很喜欢不一样，但是也不可以在这种事情上是面跟人家不一样，说传道当了几年，说我不当了。
I like to be different, but on this, I couldn't be different. I couldn't say I want to be a preacher only for a few years and then afterwards just quit.
虽然人小小的胆子很大，但是还不敢这么豪胆。
So even though I'm kind of small, but I'm very brave, but that's not brave enough.
所以没有跟总会负责人讲，但是自己心里有这个担心。
So I didn't tell the chairman of the GA, but in my heart, this is my concern.
我如果当时讲的话，他们大概就会考虑很久。我看呢，还是慢一点安利好了。
And if I had told them, then perhaps they would have reconsidered it and said, "Oh, well, let's just wait a little while with this ordination."
但是真的当了之后，又发现说，跟我想象的不一样。
But after I became the preacher, I found out that it was different from what I thought.
因为我们教会其实大家也都很愿意传福音嘛，所以常常有不同的慕道者。
Because actually in our church, a lot of people like to preach the gospel, and so we have a lot of different truth seekers.
那有人来信呢，就有不同的信徒。
And then when different people come to believe, we have different kinds of believers.
所以这个工作真的是很新鲜的，就是不会无聊，不会变，就是说 跟电脑一样，一直在进步的，一直每天都有新的东西。
And so this kind of work, it never gets stale. It's like in computers, everything changes every day.
你不一定也能够当全时间传道。
But perhaps you cannot become a full-time minister.
但是你可以成为一个先道者。
But you can become an evangelist.
你也会跟我有一样的这种满足。
And then you too can have the same kind of fulfillment that I experience.
好，再来 evangelism 第五。
Evangelism number Roman number 5.
好，我们是耶稣基督精兵，我们要装备自己。
We are the Christian soldiers of Jesus Christ, and we need to equip ourselves.
请看哥林多后书第十章。
Second Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章三节到五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5.Verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
这是一场属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare.
所以我们传福音做圣工，我们永远不要忽略了看不见的敌人，撒旦的工作。
And so when we preach the gospel, when we do the work of God, we should never neglect the unseen, evil one.
我们也不要常不用这个常常让这个不晓得好不好翻，好像疑神疑鬼，好不好翻？就说你也不用很动不动就说啊，这是魔鬼工作。
We shouldn't just say simply, oh, this is the work of Satan.
但是你也不要小看了撒旦的工作。
But don't despise, think that the work of Satan is very small either.
我想举个例子可能比较清楚。
I'll say some examples to clarify this point.
有一次，我去访问一个老姐妹跟我讲说，我那老头哈。这个，他怎么跟我讲？我忘了。就是说，那个老弟兄哈，在修理东西的时候，拿铁锤敲的时候，敲到自己的大拇指。
And I went to visit this one old lady one time, and she said my husband, when he was trying to fix something, he took a hammer and he pounded his own thumb.
他就非常的生气。
And he got very angry.
奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼。
And he says, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I cast out Satan.
撒旦害他去打到他的手。
And he said that it was because of Satan. That's why he hit his own thumb.
他是老人家，我也不能跟他讲说，这也怎么办
？So this person was kind of old. I didn't dare to say, you shouldn't say this.
我后来说，你铁锤，你用哪一把铁锤，我看看。
And so I said, let me see the hammer that you were using.
因为他那个铁锤哦，他人老铁锤也老。
And so he was old, and his hammer was just as old.
那个铁锤那个敲下去，那个应该是平的，对不对？他那个用很久了，已经变成圆的。
The head of the hammer is supposed to be flat, but he'd use it for so long that it was round.
那你圆的，你打下去，它一定会滑，一定容易滑掉嘛，对不对
？And since it was rounded, when you hit it down, of course it's going to slip away.
下一次我带一把新的给你，就不会有这样的问题啦。
And so I told him, next time I come, I'm going to bring you a new hammer, and you'll never have this problem again.
不过哦，他不能够向他太太生气，对不对？是他太太叫他去修理那个东西。
But he couldn't have gotten mad at his wife, even though it was his wife who asked him to go fix that thing.
他应该向他太太生气，但是他又不可以。
So he should have been angry at his wife, but he couldn't be angry at his wife.
所以他向撒旦生气。后来我也觉得啊，我应该同情他。
And so he got angry at Satan instead, and so I thought, well, I should have compassion on him.
哦，所以好在我也没有跟他讲说，哦，某某老弟兄，你这样不对。
So it's a good thing that I didn't say, dear brother, this is wrong.
什么是撒旦的工作？
What is the work of Satan?
哦，撒旦会试探人。
Satan can tempt people. 哦，
有时候人的病痛跟撒旦有关系。
Sometimes our sicknesses are a result of Satan.
哦，所以主耶稣在医病的时候啊，曾经先赶鬼，然后那个人得医治。
And so when Jesus was healing, when Jesus was casting out demons, first he was healing. He first cast out a demon, and then he healed.
哦，这个不是绝对的，但是啊，也会这样子啊。
This is not an absolute relationship, but there is this possibility. 哦，
那撒旦会进入人的心。
Satan will also go into the hearts of man. 哦，
那你不要以为说。都是进入别人的心，有时候也会进入我们的心呢。
And so we should never think that it's always going into somebody else's heart, but sometimes it enters into our own hearts.
哦，耶稣的门徒犹大。
And Jesus' disciple Judah.
哦，他也曾经被耶稣派出去传福音呐。
At one point, he too was sent out to preach the gospel by Jesus.
哦，但是那个圣经描写说撒旦进了他的心。
But the Bible explains that Satan entered into his heart.
哦，所以。这个撒旦不一定进入牧道者的心，也会进入我们的心，所以我们要留意。
And so Satan may not just enter into the heart of the truth seekers, Satan may also enter in our own hearts.
撒旦会让人失去信心。
Satan will cause people to lose their faith.
所以主耶稣对彼得说：“你会三次不认我。”
That's why Jesus said to Peter, "You shall deny me three times."
哦，那但是主耶稣说我已经为你祷告了，让你不至于失落的信心。
But Jesus said that I have prayed for you so that you may not lose your faith.
哦，所以有时候我们哦，或者弟兄姐妹，或者我们的慕道者，他这个信心在往下走，这可能是撒旦的工作。
So sometimes when our brothers and sisters, perhaps the truth seeker, when their faith is on a downfall, then this is perhaps the work of Satan.
啊，撒旦会装作光明的天使。
Satan will pretend that he is the glorious angel.
哦，所以对一些的人或者事情，啊，我们要懂得去分辨。
And so we need to learn how to discern between certain matters and things.
哦，那撒旦也会阻挡人传福音或信主的道路。
Satan will also stop people from preaching the gospel.
尤其有人已经慕道的相当成熟了，哦，他应该可以受洗了。
Especially when a truth seeker has been truth seeking for a while and they are mature in their faith, ready to be baptized.
那在这种要受洗之前，啊，通常也是撒旦容易工作的时候。
And so the time period right before they're getting baptized, this is also a good time for Satan to work.
哦，所以我们带领的人，我们要特别来。祷告，我们可以的话，我们也提醒这些被带领的人。
And so, if we have the chance, then we should also remind these people who are being guided. 哦，
比如说有人在受洗前一天开车回家，出了车祸。
For example, if a person gets in a car accident the day before their baptism. 哦，
那这个有人就还是坚决的，我一定要洗礼。
And some people still stand firm and say, "I still want to be baptized."
啊，我也曾经遇过，他就不洗礼了。
But there's also people who say I'm not going to get baptized.
哦，因为他觉得说，怎么会这样子？我明天要洗礼，神怎么没有保护我
？Because they're thinking I'm going to get baptized tomorrow. Why didn't God protect me?
所以这也为什么我们要有这个属灵的装备。
And so this is also why we must equip ourselves spiritually.
Evangelism 第五的 B.
Evangelism, Roman numeral 5 and section B.
怎样跟人家这个分享福音
？How to share the gospel with others?
这只是提供给各位做一个参考。
And these are just for your own reference.
最重要的是你真的去做，那你很用心，你自己。都有在做记录。
What's most important is that you actually go out and do it, and you record your findings. 哦，
你这样你才会老练，哦，你才会越来越有心得。
Because that way, then you can continue to train, and you can have more and more experience.
无论你所接触的人，他只是跟你谈过一次话， 两次化或者是更长久，你都尝试着开始去做记录。
And so regardless if this person's only talked to you once or twice or perhaps you've had this long relationship with them, then you still need to write down what you've learned.
那这样日积月累，不一定哪一天你要来讲这一堂课。
And so the more experience that you gain, then perhaps one day you too will be teaching this class.
你讲的一定会比我更生动。
And the way that you talk, it will be even more deep than mine.
你有很多很实际的例子。
Because you have a lot of practical examples.
第一个我们要引用圣经。
The first is that we must recall it from the Bible.
我们有时候谈到的内容不用很多。
Sometimes the content of what we're speaking doesn't have to be a lot.
我们宁可在一两节圣经节上面跟他讲得很清楚。
We'd rather just explain clearly one or two Bible verses.
胜过你翻了一大堆经节。
It's better than flipping to a lot of different Bible verses.
到时候他脑袋里头一片浆糊。
And at the end, his whole brain will become like glue.
我们有时候会很热切的希望说他这一次来我所有真耶稣教会十大基本信仰全部他都听了。
Some people are thinking that when this person comes, I want them to listen to every single one of the 10 basic beliefs.
我们曾经有弟兄就慕道者来，他就很热心，就从头跟到尾。
And so one time we've had a truth seeker who came, and there was a brother who was very fervent and followed him from beginning to the end.
中午也进食了。
He fasted with him.
为什么呢？因为福音重要，这永生重要啊。
And so why? It was because the gospel is important. Eternal life is important.
我说呢，就一直讲，一直翻圣经。
And so he kept talking and flipping the Bible verses.
结果这慕道者中午也没有吃。
And so this truth seeker didn't have lunch either.
你想他下一次还会来吗？
Do you think he'll come again?
你不用想说一次就要让他就要让他得救了。
You don't have to let him be saved in one time.
当然，如果今天他是已经是这个癌症末期快要死了那个是特例。
But if this person is perhaps a in the terminal stages of cancer, then that's an exception.
纵然是那种人，其实他能够听的话也是几句，他没有办法听太久啊。
And even if it is that kind of person, then they won't be able to listen to everything. They will be able to listen to just a few phrases.
有一句话叫做“细水长流”。
And there is a sentence that says that it is a narrow creek that flows for a long time.
我们传福音要以这个原则。
And when we preach the gospel, we must follow the same principle.
我们希望他能够继续愿意跟我们谈。
We want this person to be willing to continue with us.
我们希望他能够继续来教会。
And we hope that this person will continue to come to church.
这个比较重要。
This is more important.
你不要一次就把他吓倒了。
Don't just scare them at the first time.
那人在接受东西尤其这个信仰对他来讲可能是从来没有接触过的。
And when people are receiving things, perhaps this gospel is something that they've never heard of.
你接触一个新的东西，我想你也没有办法说一下子就很多就给你。
I believe that when you are experiencing something new, you can't all take everything in at once.
所以要有时候你不用一下子就一口气要把所有的得救的道理都在那一次要给他讲完。
So you don't need to in one sitting say every single one of your basic beliefs.
那我们不单关心人的灵命，我们也要关心人的生活。
And we shouldn't just be concerned about their spiritual life, we must also be concerned about their regular life.
因为我们知道我们的信仰其实也是很生活化的。
Because we know that we actually have to live out our faith.
所以我们也要尝试着，这也就是为什么我们要去了解人。
And so this is the reason why we must try to understand people.
那怎么去了解人呢？
So how do we understand people?
就是在谈到的当中，我们也愿意很耐性的去听对方讲。
Is that when we're talking about the gospel, we must also listen to what the other party has to say.
那你才能够知道他真正的需要是什么。
And then we can find out what their true need is.
那主耶稣帮助我们将他所需要的，我们很在很适当的时候说出来。
And so may Jesus help us so that we can speak the right words at the time that they need it.
不要以为说我是传福音的，所以我讲比较多。
Don't think that I'm the one who's preaching the gospel, so I should be speaking more.
开始的时候是别人讲比较多，我们讲比较少。
In the beginning, it should actually be the other person who's speaking more and we speaking less.
有时候你可能要经过两三次，都是在听他讲比较多。
Perhaps you need to wait one, two, three times for them to speak more first.
尤其年纪比较大一点的人。
Especially for those who are older.
因为他很少有讲话的对象。
Because they don't usually have an audience for their speaking.
抓到你，逮到机会。
And they've held on to you, they have this opportunity.
就像我一样唠唠叨的从1986年讲到的事情讲到现在。
And just like me, I've spoken of my matters from 1986 till now.
但是哦，你多听几次之后，你会发现说哈，他其实反复在讲的事情大概就是那些。
But if you listen carefully, then you'll realize that what he's speaking about is the same thing over and over again.
所以经过几次以后呢，他讲第一句，你就可以跟着讲第二句。
And so after a while, they say one sentence, you can follow with the next sentence.
那他如果脑筋还清楚的话。他就会有点不好意思。
And if their mind is still clear, then they'll feel a little bad about this.
他就知道说啊，我的故事已经讲完了。
And they'll know that I've already finished telling all my stories.
那这时候就轮到你了。
And then this is your time.
有些人是这个样子。
This is for some people.
不一定年纪大，有的年纪不大的也这个情形。
This isn't just for those who are older. Sometimes this happens to those who are not so old.
所以你不要想说啊，他是在讲故事，你也没有很注意听。
And so we shouldn't think that they're just telling stories and we don't listen carefully.
你还是注意的听。
We still need to listen very carefully.
所以你才能够提醒他说这个我知道了。
So then we can remind them saying, oh, I already heard this.
那这样子才有轮到你的机会啊。
And only then can you have the chance.
所以注意去聆听对方，这个也是很重要的一个原则。
And so you must pay attention to what the other party is saying. This is a very important principle.
再来就是重复反复了哈，对方会把故事说过再说，那我们的道理呢，我们也可以给他说过了再说。
The next principle is that we must repeat. The other party may repeat their story once and again, and we also should repeat the gospel.
因为撒旦的工作之一就是会把道理，从人的心中把它夺去。
Because one of the works of Satan is that he will take away the words of God from his heart.
所以你可能讲过了，对你来讲，你想说一次就应该听进去就明白了，但是事实上常常不是这样子。
And you're thinking in your heart, I've already said this once, and of course he should understand, but usually it's not like this.
是你自己知道，你自己听进去，自己明白，对方不一定听进去明白。
And you yourself, you've heard it, you understood it, but the other party may not have heard it or understood it.
所以有时候有些重要的，我们要反复的讲。
And so the more important points, we must keep repeating them.
再来要能够简单明简单容易明白。
And the next is that we must keep it simplified, so easy to understand.
这个话不一定要说得很深奥或者说得很多。
And we don't have to speak a lot of deep and profound words.
我们举过耶稣的例子，耶稣用很简单的，人可以看得见，可以明白的事情，来讲天国的事情。
We see that Jesus spoke on a lot of words that people could understand very easily to speak about the kingdom of heaven.
我们的态度也很重要，我们是很和气的，很真诚的来跟人家谈。
And our attitude is also very important. We must speak with a very true heart.
那有时候人家会问我们一些问题。
Sometimes people will ask us questions.
我们有时候可以直接的回答，有时候绕个圈子回答。
And sometimes we can answer them directly, other times indirectly.
那这个就靠你的经验。
And this depends on your own experience.
什么时候可以直接，什么时候要用绕圈子的。
When can you answer directly? When do you need to go in circles?
因为有些人你直接讲了，他就跟你翻脸了。
Because some people, if you answer directly, then they're going to just not listen to you.
那有些人你跟他绕圈子，他听不懂。
And some people, if you keep going in circles, they don't understand you.
哦，所以这就为什么你要去认识人，了解人。
So this is the reason why you must go and understand people.